mime troupe. Michael is an actor, writer, director, essayist, teacher. He does it all. Michael, once again, welcome back. The mime troupe, you guys, you need funds. You need people to buy tickets. What's going on this summer, my friend?
Oh, so many things. Well, you know, one thing, like, first of all, you know, the mime troupe, we don't do silent mime. We do political musical comedies. And there is so much to write about right now. Hard to make fun of it, but still that's what we are going to try to do. And we don't sell tickets because our shows are free to see. Not free to do. That costs hundreds of thousands of dollars, but free to see, because we want to make sure to do theater at a price everybody can afford. Bring the family. Free. We do the shows out in the parks around Northern California. When we can, we get around the country and around the world.
Well, how do you pull it off for free? I mean, how many do you have? Sponsors, donations? How does it work?
Well, one of the things about the mime troupe is that we don't take sponsorships. You know, a lot of theaters are really in this position, but how are we supposed to be able to criticize? Because that's what we do. We're doing political satire. And how would we be able to criticize, you know, the corporations and our, you know, our would-be corporate overlords if we're taking money from them? That would be hypocritical. So we don't. We get our money from audiences who donate after the show. We get some money from, you know, the city of San Francisco, state of California. We used to get money from the NEA back before they had their whole, you know, political litmus test thing going on and defunding. So we get money from different foundations, different organizations and people who want to make sure that a theater like the San Francisco Mime Troupe continuing to go out there and talk about the issues that everyday people are dealing with still exists.
So it's not the Mime Troupe brought to you by Pfizer?
No, not yet. Though every once in a while people will come and say, oh man, why don't you go talk to AT&T, talk to Wells Fargo, talk to Bank of America? And it's like, well, I'm not going to talk to them. We'll talk about them. We'll talk, you know, we'll talk about them foreclosing on people's houses. We'll talk about, you know, the medical industrial complex sucking people dry for, you know, things that they need. But strangely enough, it's, we don't ask them money, and strangely enough, they don't offer it.
Have you kind of picked up the mantle from Beach Blanket? I mean, they used to do that until they folded.
Yeah, well, Beach Blanket was a lot more, like, they were doing more cultural satire, you know, doing things that were kind of about, like, the whole idea of San Francisco, both for tourists and for people that were living here, to say, this is the culture as it stands right now in San Francisco and in the United States. Whereas the Mime Troupe is very much focused on changing things. Our goal is not, we want to get out there and entertain people. We want to get out there and tell them what's going on and inform them about things, activate them to deal with injustices. You want that kind of theater, a theater where, like I said, we're telling people things that are going on, activating them, and trying to get them to change things. Our goal, ultimately, as weird as it is, and we've been around since 1959, but our goal is to create a country and a world where a company like us is not necessary. You know, we'd like to help create a society where you could turn on the news and believe what you saw, and, you know, I know, it's almost like science fiction, to live in a country where you could trust politicians, you know, live in a country where our politicians are just our elected employees doing what is best for all of us, and living in a country where we're taking care of those who need help the most, rather than doing what we're doing now, which is making sure to take care of billionaires who do not need our help.
All right, let me ask you this, Michael, because I think a lot of us, and this is why you're here to explain, because if I brought in a bicycle and I said, how do you like my unicycle? Well, it's a unicycle with two wheels. So when I hear mimes that talk, it blows my mind.
I know. It is, that is like the curse of the mime troupe, is that we were named, see, mime, M-I-M-E, means the exaggeration of everyday life in story and song. Silent mime is just a type of mime. But if you go see a musical, that's technically mime. If you go to England and you see pantomimes, it's mime. Ancient Greek theater, there were only so many styles. There's mime, which is more comedic, and then there were dramas. But over time, we've lost that usage of the word mime. But we can't change our name because we have a Tony Award. We have Obie Awards. We're in history books. People study about our theater company around the world, and I'm not kidding. And they come from around the world to study with us. And so we're kind of stuck with the name. So we're an open secret. If people know the Mime Troupe, they know the Mime Troupe. If they don't know the Mime Troupe, they got to get to know the Mime Troupe.
In the 70s, Marcel Marceau, remember in silent film, Mel Brooks, the only guy to say something, he said the S word. Shields and Yarnell, great variety show. Those were both, that's a good-looking guy and a good-looking woman, and they were funny, they were talented. And then The Chasm. When is the next Shields and Yarnell? When is mime going to come back into the political Americana mainstream?
I don't know. We're doing what we can with our stuff. I mean, people don't know, like Marcel Marceau popularized silent mime. Before that, even Americans knew that you could sing and dance and talk as a mime. They knew what that style was. Marcel Marceau made silent mime popular. He was a big export for France because he was a major fighter in the French underground against the Nazis. Most people don't know that. He was in the underground in France to fight against the Nazi occupation. So when the war ends, Marcel Marceau is a national hero in France because of his anti-Nazi stance. And they export him as a hero, and it so happens he's a silent mime.
I could just imagine him pulling the wire on the bomb and then pretending to light the fuse. I see that all in mime, but yes, that was a real thing. Speaking of France, I remember one time I was in Paris and there was a guy, he was a mime, and people were sitting around, walking around, and he would sort of like walk like people behind them. And there was one time he grabbed this woman's arm and she thought it was her husband. And after 20 steps, she looked at him and screamed. I mean, that guy I thought was a genius. Have you ever done stuff like that, Michael?
Well, being that kind of silent mime is its own very, very difficult artwork. You know, it is an art form that requires almost like a circus training of physicality and creating all of those characters and creating a world that is silent. I myself, though, I've been with the San Francisco Mime Troupe since 1988. Right. I'm not a silent mime. You know, I'm more of a musical theater, kind of musical theater, and also I do like extreme characters. So if you see a Mime Troupe show, the characters are big and huge, in part because we're doing it outdoors. And the audience might be 100 yards away. We have audiences anywhere from 100 people to 6,000 people, I think was our biggest crowd. So we have to be in a big style so that people can see what we're doing. But we're still talking and singing and dancing. We're still making a lot of noise. As you can tell, it's hard to shut me up.
What about the spray-painted Statue of Liberty guy at Times Square who doesn't move? is that your brethren?
Well, there's a guy, Reverend, I can't remember his name off the top of my head. People who go out and do activist things, mm-hmm. people who are doing, not just like if you go to a protest and there are people up there, you know, chanting and talking, but if somebody gets up and they're doing a bit that has to do with whatever the issue is of the day that protest is about. If someone up there is singing a passionate or comedic song about injustice, if someone is going out and doing scenes on the, whether it's, I performed at the, on the mall in front of, the National Mall.
I have a dream.
Yeah, I performed on that, on a stage at that mall, a while ago, doing a bit about the homeless, the unhoused in the United States. And I had a song, and it was from a Mime Troupe show, and it was this big number, and it was so intense that some of the people that were there didn't know that I was acting.
Wow.
You know, they thought I had just climbed onto the stage. But what we do, like I said,
I don't know if that's a compliment, actually.
I couldn't tell. I mean, it wasn't until I finished and then I dropped character because I stayed in character all the way up there. And then I did it. And there were people from Broadway and Hollywood and all of this stuff performing. And I got up and did my bit, and when I dropped character afterwards, they're like, oh, okay, you're really serious about this. And I was like, yeah, I mean, it's a song, I'm a singer, but I'm also an actor and an activist.
I got to go to a break, MGS. So, michaelgenesullivan.com, where else do we go to help?
You can go to michaelgenesullivan.com. You can go to the San Francisco Mime Troupe. That's the best place. sfmt.org. And kick in some dough to help support us doing our free shows and doing what we can to, you know, fight for social justice, economic justice, and environmental justice, and do what we do.
Michael, love the energy, and we'll catch up down the road, buddy.
Okay, thanks a lot.